Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Right then, so when you check out any social media platform on which E Entertainment or E News are on, I wonder if you've ever thought beyond the headline of Beyonce doing this or Jay-Z doing that or Kanye doing that and thought, well, who actually put that out into the world in the first place? Or why did they put it out at that time? Why did they use that image? How did they get that link in there? Why did they go with that Snapchat filter versus that Snapchat filter? Well, there's a guy who sits at the core of all of this in LA. He's the manager of social media strategy at E Entertainment and E News, supervising the execution of all social content surrounding E's on-air programming. That's news, reality, topical shows, all of that, as well as doing a bunch of other things. Let's say what's happening to Jeffrey Weisenbauer nice and early in the morning where you are, Jeffrey.
Hello, hello. Yes, 8:40 over here in the AM on the West Coast. How are you?
Very, very good. How many tabs do you have open at the moment? I mean, you're probably monitoring a million and one things at every second.
That's funny. I mean, one, that was a wonderful, nice intro, but I need to preface with there is a great team of people who do all of that. So it's an amazing team. One, just wanted to say that. But yes, there are a couple of tabs open, a couple of social things, and we're getting ready for a Live From E show on Facebook on eonline.com and things like that. So we're getting prepared for that. So a few.
Does your phone ever turn off? Can it ever turn off?
Yes. In theory, it can, but I prefer it to be on.
Let's talk about this narrative of yours thus far, leading up to your work at E Entertainment and E News. Talk to me about what kid Jeffrey Weisenbauer was that would indicate that this is what you would look like in 2016.
Oh, God. Like, look like physically? Because if we want to rewind back to, like...
look like on paper.
Yeah, well, if we want to rewind, like 2007, I was this awkward, weird, not weird, well, you know, we're all weird, right? This awkward teenager sitting in my parents' basement with a buzz cut and braces, exploring and getting into YouTube, and just the sort of online digital video era of things, and just started creating videos. And then from there, it kind of just grew into this crazy thing. I mean, I started off super early in the digital video space, and that's when everything was such a small community, and people didn't really even know what it was yet. Mm. And from there, it just kind of like we all kind of just grew together in this, you know, what it is now.
When you look back on those early days on YouTube, I mean, you accumulated over 27,000 subscribers, millions of views under the username Cool Jeffrey. When you look back on those early days, 2007, 2008, 2009, what was cool about being there in the very beginning of it?
I think if you talk to anybody that was on back then, I think it was just the community. Honestly, it wasn't about views. I mean, everyone wanted to get views, right? Like everyone loved to like do that. But at that point in time, it was really about a community and meeting other people who like was weird at the time making YouTube videos. So some of my best friends, like Michael Buckley, who was, What the Buck Show, Shay Carl, who is still currently active, all of like the Maker Studio people, a lot of YouTube personalities, Tyler Oakley, he and I went to the same college and grew up in Michigan together, which is, you know, a state. It was being able to make friends over a website that you make videos on, which can sound creepy, but it turned out to be okay, right?
And I mean, it's just become massive now. As you watch sort of the explosion of it and what it's turned into now, what are your thoughts on what YouTube has become in 2016?
I think it's just become bigger, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the fact that anyone can, I mean, it's kind of like a snowball effect. Like you see people making content and videos and you have the ability to now because anybody can now, right? If they have a nice quality cell phone or even just a regular video camera, they can be a content creator. They can edit. I mean, the ability to be able to create video content is just now accessible to everyone. So I think just more people are doing it. The quality is a lot better. I think the engagement a lot better. I think brands are starting to understand, well, they have hopefully understood video and how to reach an audience in an authentic way, because I think one of the great things about YouTube is that people can sort of see through people trying to be inauthentic. Like if I'm trying to sell you something and I'm shamelessly plugging something, you can see that and then also have the ability to call me out on that. So I think just seeing it all grow and look great and doing it is, and hopefully people are making some money and being able to survive off of being a content creator, that's really exciting.
I want to pick up on the human aspect of it, and particularly because you have this BS in psychology, which I know that your parents mock you about because you kind of use that degree to tweet all day. But I want to pick up on the psychology of somebody uploading a video onto YouTube, somebody having the platform to express themselves in a visual medium. And I mean, this applies to Snapchat, it applies to Twitter, it applies to all of this stuff. How do you think it aids human beings when they have so many different mediums on which to express themselves? What are the pros and cons here from a psychological perspective?
That is what I argue. I go, yeah, we spent a lot of money on a psychology degree, but that was my argument. If I can understand the way people think, I can hopefully market to them or, you know, bring them content that they would prefer to see. It was all basically excuses because, you know, but I still enjoyed my college time. But okay, so online video and stuff like that. I think, I mean, if you can bring authentic and people like that together who are passionate about something, being able to connect with people over things that you don't think you could connect with people in your daily life. So yeah, you're surrounded by like what, like 20 people. If you go to school, you have tons of people around you. But say you're super passionate about, like, I don't know, I always use this example, like candles. Like you're super passionate about candles and you want to make content, like video content about candles. You can do that. And there's someone out there in the world, maybe not around you currently physically, but someone out there in the world that is passionate and loves candles too. And you can connect with that community. I think it's just the community aspect of things where, you know, everyone can feel a little weird if they like a certain thing that people around them don't like, and finding other people that have a passion around that is a good thing. Maybe some of the cons of it is that there's just so many platforms and, you know, our attention is sort of splintered all over the place. So that can also affect, you know, personal relationships with family and friends and in person, which I think are important too, super important, obviously. So I think, you know, there's pros and cons to all of it.
There are so many different platforms. There are so many different ways and places in which you can access information. And specifically looking at the work that you do over at E, I mean, you guys are, you know, front runners in an online space in translating what you do on the channel in an online space. You've accumulated these massive audiences on social media platforms from Facebook to Snapchat to Twitter to all of it. I mean, talk to me about the pressure of consistently having to be in the forefront of it and the people to try stuff first. Because you need to retain that audience and you need to, you know, continue to be the game changers and the benchmark for how other people are going to follow on and do it.
Oh my gosh. You know what you're talking about. Oh my gosh. You get it. I like it. So, I really don't think we view it as pressure. I think it's exciting. The fact that honestly people are the people doing it, the people that are creating content, we're all super fans of it. So the fact that we can do this as quote work, it's not, and I think that our audience can see that. That's the exciting part is like, I know they aren't, just writing this stuff or tweeting this stuff out or Facebook or Snapchat or all of this kind of stuff in an inauthentic way. We're all like true fans of pop culture, and I think you can feel that and read that in the content we provide. So I think that's the exciting part. Yes, there is pressure because when platforms just start popping up out of nowhere, I think it's not viewed as like, oh God, another platform we have to be on. I think it's like, oh gosh, how can we bring the excitement that we have around pop culture and E! News and just the entertainment and celeb news in general to this platform that will entertain in the sort of pop culture enthusiast in all of us, kind of, you know?
Does it ever get overwhelming for you? I mean, this consistent need to innovate and to consistently be the leaders, at some point that must get overwhelming, but I'm sure that there's a way to channel that being overwhelmed into creating great stuff.
Yeah, I mean, do you ever, it's like kind of like running. If you just keep running, you don't realize you're running, right? it's kind of like that. It's kind of a fun thing. I mean, of course, yes, you get tired. Like, it's like the end of the week. It's like a Friday. I'm like, okay, I need to relax. I can actually not turn my phone off, but keep it on, keep it over here. I'll watch some, you know, some TV, sit back, relax. I'll throw on YouTube. I'll do all of that. So yes, I mean, and then also being surrounded by people who also have that passion. Seriously, like I can't say enough about the social and video team that we do have at E. It's just like they're great people and they really truly are passionate about something. So it is kind of just contagious. It just kind of keeps going.
What do you think a younger version of yourself, say a 14, 15-year-old Jeffrey, would think of what you're up to now and what you're doing and the space that you're in? Do you think that it was something that seemed plausible in the context of you as a 14 or 15-year-old that this is where you would end up?
No, absolutely. Like, No. I mean, there was always the dream and hope, really, to be completely honest. You know, I come from a small town in Michigan, honestly, and I don't know how weird it is to say, but my dream has always been to, at E, I just loved the brand forever, and to be able to sort of fulfill that dream. And it sounds so fake, and I'm really being serious when I say this. It's not all, like, BS or blowing smoke or anything. Mm. It's real when I say that, like, I really do love the network. I remember even growing up at home or even in college in my dorm room, flipping on E! And watching Live from the Red Carpet or E! News and going, oh gosh, that looks so much fun. Like, I would love to do that. And seriously, the fact that I get to do it on a day-to-day basis, that is kind of what keeps me going and doesn't make me feel burned out most of the time.
So would you say that our perception of what you do is actually not even a beginning of an inclination of how cool it actually is to do it? Because there's always this disconnect between perception versus reality. So you perceive something to be X, when you actually do it, it turns out to be Y. In your context, you're saying that actually doing it is way better than what you could have perceived it to have been.
I agree with that. Yes, I would say it is. I hopefully people, that's what the hope is. Our brand in general is that they do perceive that it's not just, it is. It's entertainment news. That's one thing. One of the things we always say is that we take our business seriously, but we don't take ourselves too seriously, because yes, we are writing about Beyonce. We are writing about Justin Bieber tripping and falling off a stage. Like, we're making videos about that. So yes, it can be seen very surface level, but it's all entertainment. So hopefully the perception is, yes, the people that are making this are enjoying it, and I'm enjoying it watching it. So hopefully we're all just happy, and we can bring a little humor and some fun and entertainment to people's lives, you know, who work those days in and day out of a quote unquote normal job, you know.
I mean, this term celebrity culture, the evolution of what celebrity culture has become in the past few years, I mean, it's just massive. You know, the evolution of paparazzi, the evolution of celebrities on different social media platforms, the way that the entire game has changed is just crazy. And when you think of what E! Might look like in 2020, what it might, well, if Kanye's president, what it might look like in 2025, I mean, can you even begin to think of what it's going to be like as time evolves and technology evolves and as people evolve?
I just think it will continue just to be at your fingertips. There's always been sort of like celebrity or people who you are aspirational or people you look up to. But the fact that technology is bringing these people even closer to you on any given day, and I think that will just continue to happen. As you see these like A-listers who are creating Twitter accounts and creating Snapchat accounts, and like, I can like jump into Chris Pratt's day. Like, he can Snapchat, he's out fishing, and I'm like, oh, I'm out fishing with Chris Pratt, who is a multi-million dollar actor and success story in Hollywood. Like, I think that will just continue to evolve, and it's hopefully exciting to see. And, you know, paparazzi and things like that, with more of this technology, you'll get more access, so there isn't a really truly, hopefully, negative side to being a celebrity.
Listen, it's been so cool speaking to you. I didn't know what I was going to get, because a lot of the sentiment around Hollywood and celebrity news and that, like you were alluding to a little earlier on, is that there is an extent of it or an aspect of it that is frivolous. But it's so fantastic to hear from somebody who's so passionate about what they do. And the fundamental overarching theme of what you do, I think, in your own personal context, is that you do want to uplift people's days and make them feel a little bit better about life and provide them with entertainment, which at its root is just about creating stuff which makes people's lives a little easier and a little bit more bearable.
Yeah, I mean, we understand these are people too. Like, you know, we look up to the celebrities, but celebrities are people too. And it's more about connecting with those people and not trying to exploit them or anything like that. And that's hopefully where you can see what we're doing, which we enjoy doing on any given day.
Very, very cool. It's been so cool hanging out with you, Jeffrey. I need you to leave me with one final power line. And I want it to be something personal, because somebody might be listening to this in a remote location of South Africa or Poland or America, anywhere in the world. And they might be young and they might be thinking, is this what the rest of my life looks like? Is there a way to not take steps forward or take steps up, but to take stuff that you see on TV and turn it into your real life, or really immerse yourself in something that seemed a little bit out of reach before? So just from a personal standpoint, what's your final power line here?
Oh gosh, this is so much pressure. I don't know if I can deliver like one clear line, as you can clearly tell I ramble. But I don't know. I think if you feel something internally and you are passionate about something, you know, you feel that passion, and turning that passion into productivity or, fact, you just make it happen. Like honestly, it's you find the ways to make that happen because you're passionate about something. So you just do your best and work hardest to make that happen. I don't know. Again, see, I don't know.
I thought that was fantastic. You articulated a human truth. It's something that everybody can understand because everybody has things that they're passionate about. And it's actually just sometimes about giving recognition to that passion and allowing it to grow within yourself before you stifle yourself, because we're our biggest critics and our own worst enemies. Jeffrey, it's been so cool hanging out. It's at Cool Jeffrey on Twitter. That's cool with a K. Jeffrey Weisenbaugh, thank you so much for hanging out on coming on Cliff Central.
Thank you so much for having me. This is so much fun. Nice to meet you.
Very cool. That's Jeffrey Weisenbaugh there. He is the manager of social media strategy at E! Entertainment and E! News. He's the guy that supervises the execution of all social content surrounding E!'s on-air programming. That's news, that's reality, that's topical shows, that's all of it, while maintaining a million and one other partnerships. He's got an unbelievable team, like he said. And listen, I know a lot of people in South Africa love Channel 124. They love what E! News and E! Entertainment do. I mean, what would the world be without the Kardashians, huh? It's a powerful question. People love it. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.